Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I know I am supposed to deliver some NFL draft to you, and I'm going to. But, I mean, you just heard that in the update. And guys, I know you're out there. Like, sometimes you shake your head at stuff and you go, really? Am I supposed to believe? Now, for me to believe that Ohtani had nothing to do with this, you need me to believe that he granted his interpreter independent access to his checking account and then had no idea $16 million went missing, no idea what it was for. I don't even know how you'd get authorization to access Ohtani's. I mean, you guys know how banks roll. Oh, they'll take your money. They just don't want to give it to you. You got to go through a retina scan for your own money. So hold on. So Skippy McSkipperson over here, whatever his interpreter's name is able to gain access and clear $16 million in withdrawals. And the takeaway I'm supposed to accept from Major League Baseball is, nothing to see here.
Not only that, but if I read it correctly, nothing to see here, case closed, and we don't need to audit Ohtani's account. We don't need to audit his bank account.
Right.
It's done and over with in 3 weeks.
Here's the other thing.
We figured it out.
I don't care what kind of sports book you're running. I don't care if you're straight up La Cosa Nostra. You are the mop. You're not getting $40 million in debt without a backer. No casino would allow it. Like, you know, not even that Bruno Mars rumor stuff. Yeah, different. Bruno Mars making $100 million a year. You're the interpreter. How did he give $40 million in debt?
And that's just it. You're only the interpreter. Your job is to stand there and translate between the American media and Ohtani. You're not his accountant. Like, you know, what happened, you know, when you hear about athletes and their money being stolen from them because of their accountant, because they know the loopholes. They know where you're not looking. They come up with shell companies. His job is to stand there and basically say, this is what they said, and you say it back in his native tongue. He talks to you, and you give it back to us in English. Nowhere in the job description does it say you have access to his money. Now, apparently that's his boy, which, once again, I got a lot of friends. Mike, you got a lot of friends.
Hey, none of them got access to...
I don't have access to your account. You don't have access to my account.
Truth.
And I've known you for a long time.
It's really just...
It's baseball saying, please don't look over here. We got this. Because this man, plea deal, Ohtani, and we'll take care of you on the back end, son. If you got to serve a little time, don't worry. We'll put something in the kitty. We'll put something on your commissary while you're in there. We got you.
I guess it's just hard for me to understand. Like, do you understand the level? He had to be so oblivious. You have to be a functioning idiot. That the guy you spend 24-7, 24 hours a day with, is robbing you blind. And don't for a second go, well, Ohtani makes a lot of money. Okay, $160 mil, $300 million, whatever you want to call it. Government's going to take half of it. When you see withdrawals of the seven-figure variety leaving your account to the tune of $16 million, how? And how would he have granted this guy access to his accounts? Now, here's what's even worse about it to me. The interpreter is, you know, so this is the feds getting involved. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me Ohtani has nothing, just no blood on it? See, I understand I'm a cynic.
No, this stinks.
It just, I know what Ohtani's value is to baseball. It's in the billions. Mm-hmm. He is a global icon. He is his own industry. We joked about it. Whether he signed with the Detroit Tigers, the Cincinnati Reds, or the New York Yankees, it would be billion-dollar valuation. Mm-hmm. Rico.
Like, he's the new face of baseball. He is baseball internationally, not just here. When the news broke that and he was overseas for a game that was showcasing him and he couldn't speak about it. You're not you're using your mind because none of this makes sense.
And now let me read this to you.
This isn't a Tim Duncan type of situation where, you know, your accountants are robbing you blind. It's not that.
So I want to read to you this paragraph. And if you're in law enforcement, I'm sure you got, obviously, I would hope you're way more versed. It's just unbelievable to accept it as real. And look, just because something's unbelievable doesn't make it true. Ohtani had no idea his translator was gambling millions of dollars. And the feds have concluded not only was the Dodger star not involved in the scheme, he was a victim of fraud. The feds, who launched the investigation last month, concluded Mizuhara was lying and that Ohtani was completely in the dark over the gambling debt, and that Mizuhara embezzled from one of Ohtani's accounts without the pitcher's knowledge. I don't even know how that's possible.
Right. So, because at some point, the bank is going to reach out and say, hey, David, you've been drawing a lot of money. Everything good? Been held hostage, blink twice. Go ahead, just keep giving him more and more money. It doesn't happen.
So the New York Times reported this note. Those briefed on the matter claim prosecutors have uncovered evidence that Mizuhara may have stolen more money from Ohtani than the $4.5 million. Now the number's looking like 16, according to some reports, that he was initially accused of pilfering. In particular, authorities think they have evidence that Mizuhara was able to change settings on Ohtani's bank account so Ohtani would not receive alerts or confirmations about transactions. Okay, now, that might be true, but here's your problem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I don't know how your bank operates, but unless this guy had Ohtani's encrypted login, your bank is going to alert you of changes made to your account. You don't get to just turn it off. Your bank would tell you you've given access to Bob. It doesn't work this way. So now I have to go back to, okay, so Ohtani is so good at baseball, but is such an idiot.
Right. Well, think about this,
right? You're handing your login to an account with $300 million in it?
No, because your bank would probably send it to an email saying, did you just swap your phone number out? Or if you do the email route, they'll send it to your phone. Did you just swap this out?
So this guy was able to go in, turn off all notifications. And I'll say it to you again, guys. Let's say Ohtani had $150 million in the bank. you wouldn't recognize if 10% went missing? $16 million, a little over 10%? Mm-hmm. Like, that's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
But I've always felt he was too important to baseball for this ever to come back on him. Because if it turned out Ohtani, of all people, was involved in bookmaking or gambling in any way, shape, or form, it is a death blow to that sport.
Well, the funny thing is, when you look at, when it comes to investigations, Mike, this one's done in 3 weeks. Name me another investigation that took that happened this quickly.
Oh, Connor Stallions.
How about no?
Just kidding.
We still don't know.
No.
But 3 weeks later.
CMU's going to get around to it. Don't you get it?
3 weeks later, it's not only done, case closed. There's no need to look any further. He's admitted to it. And we're just going to move on. That's all we have to say about the matter. Tells me you wrapped it up. You talked to him. Can you be the fall guy? How much will it take to keep you quiet and put this just solely on your record? No books later on. You know, you're not going to be able to talk to the media ever. And that's all they did. They just took care of this man. He's falling on the sword. He is the Chris Carter fall guy. That's him. He's the fall guy.
You know, the other thing I can't believe, like maybe it's just weird, is like I always imagine the super, super wealthy, the billionaires or guys like Ohtani who, you know, let's say he's got a net worth of somewhere in like a $500 million range, like tooling around with a debit card that's not linked up to like a mill. The debit card is literally linked to hundreds of millions of dollars when he goes to Walmart. Like, wouldn't you just set up your interpreter with his own card and his own stuff? That way it's never near your stuff. Like,
yeah, because here's the thing.
Ohtani, would you like a balance? It's unbelievable.
No, that makes sense. Because you know what? In the middle of the night, hey, can you go run up to Walgreens for me? Just use your card. I put $100,000 in just incidentals.
Right.
Yeah, handle that stuff. You know what?
Because Venmo. Ohtani's got Venmo. Right. He could just move $100,000 at 3 a.m. to his interpreter.
You give him one of those cars that I give my kids that has a certain limit on it.
Right.
That's like yours. This is mine.
You know what? I'm hungry while you're out. Can you stop and pick up some food and bring it back to the hotel?
Yeah, just give me a couple ticket texts and we'll get to the draft. But Rico's right. A 3 week investigation, neatly buttoned up, clearing Ohtani of even knowing his own name. I know I'm a cynic. I can't help it.
I can't think of any investigation that was done in 21 days. That's it.
Ohtani's bookmaker, tax preparer, and financial advisor knew the account existed but couldn't access it. Amazahara told them that Ohtani wanted the account private. Okay, sure.
Okay, but here's the thing. So at some point, don't you think the accountant, hey, Shohei, let me talk to you for a minute.
You got a problem here. You're missing 16 mil.
Did you, you know, let me just pull him aside. Maybe I go get a different interpreter. Your boy came to me last night and said, I'm supposed to do this. I just want to make sure. Are you okay with this? Can you interpret that to him, please?
See, now you're bringing up a point that a ticket texter says. Now, because of all this news about the interpreter, I can't believe that he was saying everything was right at Ohtani and the interpretation was right.
Oh, come on. Come on.
People
now
are starting to question everything.
I mean, you do know the interpreter lied about working for the Red Sox, and he also lied about going to Cal State Fullerton. He's a complete grifter. He's a complete liar. It's just incredible to me.
But the fact that Ohtani knew nothing is what got me. And it's wrapped up. We're done. No need to audit his accounts. We're just going to move on. He's completely innocent, and the face of baseball is saved.
And it might be true. It just because it's unbelievable doesn't mean it's impossible.
Correct.
I know I'm cynical, and that this is from the beginning, this didn't just feel right.
I mean, Mike, at the beginning of the NCAA tournament, we were in Vegas. I was like, wait, this got to be more to this story. Nope. That's it. We're done. 3 weeks over. Yeah.
Someone says it wasn't Ohtani, it was OJ's son.
Up next on Rico Presents, how Jason Simpson holds the key to the Ohtani investigation.
Well, maybe this is why he wasn't at work when you called him today, David.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.